This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sarah Murray of Blue Star Families joins us in studio for an update on one of our region's best organizations and remind folks, well, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Coy.
How were the holidays at your house? Everybody had a good time?
Everyone was home, so that in itself was a
blessing.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah. That's the best gift you could have. Remind folks again, Sarah, what is Blue Star Families? Who is Blue Star Families and some of the things that y'all do?
Blue Star Families is an organization that supports military families who have loved ones who are active duty military, whether they're deployed or not.
So you're out there working for not only the servicemen and women, but their families, back home, which is a real mix. I mean, it's not always the mother with two kids at her skirt just at home on the doorstep. It could be a husband with kids, which is, I just can't imagine how difficult it must be for some of these families.
Well, it's husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, daughters, sons. And interestingly enough, two of our most active members right now are members who lost loved ones in September the 11th and really feel such a connection with our group and are huge supporters and are very heavily involved in what we do.
Wow. What are some of the kinds of things that the group does?
Well, we support the troops. We send care packages. We send correspondence. We send, we have speakers. We have just a lot of things going on, whatever we feel needs to be done to support those guys and girls that are on the ground and support the loved ones that are here.
I think one of the things I like best is that you let these folks know that they're not alone. Sometimes, and we've talked about this, sometimes in a university town, it's not like this is Alexandria or Hampton Roads, where you have so many families who know the service, understand the service, and can just reach out and point it. You know, how many homes in their neighborhood where there are families of service people. Charlottesville's a little bit different. This is a university town by and large, even though we have Ninjik here. But what's so great is that y'all give these folks a network and sort of a base that they can always rely on, that there's always people a phone call away to help them and be there for them.
Absolutely. And I think that isolation is really dangerous. I equate it with being home with a two-year-old that is spitting and biting, and you think that you're a terrible parent. And then when you talk to other folks who are going through the same thing with their children, you realize that those things that you're dealing with are normal. And then it makes you feel that, okay, I'm okay. I might be dealing with a lot, and there might be some really weird stuff going on, but I'm okay, and it's a coping skill. So just the fact that you're not doing it alone, that you're not in isolation, I think is much more healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Try being home alone with two 2-year-olds who are spitting and biting at my house. I learned recently, and you had told me this on the phone, that our National Guard here in Charlottesville is shipping out to Iraq this spring.
Correct. And I would really encourage the community to wrap their arms around this. If you know someone who is deploying, or if you know of a family who is dealing with this, or if you yourself are dealing with this, don't do this alone. Don't let those folks go through this alone. Reach out to them in small ways, and just let them know that you're there and that you're thinking about them and you appreciate what their families are doing and the sacrifice that their families are making.
A lot of these families could just use a card in the mailbox that says, hey, neighbor, I'm here for you. I don't know exactly what you're going through, but just know I'm here for you. If you need somebody to run to the grocery store or mow the lawn or help out in any way, don't hesitate to call.
Right. And or just call them, leave a message on their phone. Put a potted plant on their front porch. There were days that I would come home from school and there would be a note on the door or there'd be a mom sitting on the porch and I'd think, I'm okay. Just to know that people are thinking about you. They may not understand what you're dealing with, but the fact that they are thinking about you and that you are in their thoughts and prayers is huge.
Yeah. And every indication, if we're getting out of Washington, this is going to be a rough year. This is going to be a tough year in the Middle East. And we, as a community, we need to be there for those families who have loved ones who are in the thick of it.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about this before. Really, your politics don't make any difference.
Absolutely.
Whether you politically agree or not, these families are, when you send a loved one to war, that family is also going with them. And we're in a situation right now that the politics really are not a luxury that we have to, that we can't dwell on the politics as family. We just are proud of our loved ones. And I would like to think that that's the way that the community would feel. Leave your politics at the doorstep.
Absolutely, 100%. And I've said this before, I'm not crazy about everything this president does, and I don't even think the most conservative Republicans out there are crazy about everything this president does. But you know what? He's my president. I'm an American citizen. That is my president. And these are the decisions that he has made. And, you know, whether I agree with them or not, there are people who are risking their lives for principles that I believe in.
Well,
and
he's
so
the
I
commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
He is the commander-in-chief. And people will say to me, you know, how does your son feel about it? And I said, I don't know. It's his job. It's what he does.
Tell us about the we're talking with Sarah Murray of Blue Star Families. You have an event coming up just this week with Kristen Henderson.
Right. Kristen is going to be at our meeting this Thursday night at 6:30 at the National Guard Armory on Avon Street Extended. It is free and open to the public. We've been trying to get Kristen for almost a year from a scheduling standpoint. And she is the author of While They're at War, The True Story of American Families on the Home Front. She is married to a Navy chaplain who was deployed both to Iraq and Afghanistan. And out of frustration, I think, said, you know, people just don't understand what I'm dealing with. And someone said, then why don't you tell them? And her book has grown out of that. And I have heard, I heard her interviewed on your program.
Right. We talked to her
yes,
a couple months ago.
And we are really excited about having her. She was also here last March for the Virginia Festival of the Book.
Yeah. It's a wonderful book. And I would, again, recommend that folks go out. And this is a way that you can support Blue Star Families, is to show up for events like this and just be there. And it's great, you know, a free event to hear an author talking about her perspective. And it, the book is not just her perspective, but she writes about
correct,
different families and how they are coping with this,
right,
with having loved ones in the war. What's the what's up with the Valentines? Because Valentine's is coming up pretty quickly.
Absolutely. We are collecting Valentines right now to send to the troops. They can, if your own children want to do Valentines, if you are a Sunday school teacher, a classroom teacher, if your children would like to do any type of note or pictures to send to the troops, they can be dropped off at any Union Bank and Trust, and we're going to do probably send those out on February the 1st. We're in the process of getting something together with Chick-fil-A, and we'll get that date out to folks when they can just come by and sign cards.
At Chick-fil-A, so you're
right,
not sending chicken
we are not sending, no, we are not.
It's just a location, a very convenient
right,
location where
right,
folks
the owners
swing
of Chick-fil-A
by.
Have an active duty military son, and they've been gracious enough to offer that to us as a spot for us to do that.
Oh, well, that will be great.
Right.
So then you'll let us know, and we'll help get out the word
yes,
on that. But until then, you can drop it off at any Union Bank and Trust.
Correct.
Any number of cards or letters to commemorate Valentine's Day. And one reason I think that that's important, isn't it true that, you know, these soldiers sort of prepare themselves for the holidays. They know the holidays are rough because they're not home. So they sort of get psyched up for it and prepare themselves for it. But, you know, when that lull comes after the holidays, January, this time right now, is actually, and for some folks, is even harder.
Correct. And right now, for some of them, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you're talking about the Army, whose deployment sometimes is as much as 16 months. Marines, 7. Sometimes they're being extended. You know, each day is really all they can focus on. One more day, one step at a time. So anything to break up that monotony, because there are no weekends. Every day is the same as every other day. So anything that we can do to break that monotony, to bring a little relief or humor, I think is important.
And the cards that would be created locally go to the local families or to
yes, we send them to a local address of one of our local individuals who is deployed, and then they share them with those in their unit, just
okay,
like we do with our packages and all of our mailings.
That's great. Well, that would be wonderful if we could have some school teachers out there help to prepare some Valentine's cards for some of the soldiers from our neighborhoods here. That would be terrific.
Right. We have done this in the past with cards, and some of them are wonderful. They're heartwarming.
Blue Star Families of Central Virginia, online at avenue.org/BSFCV for Blue Star Families of Central Virginia. The phone number is 978-2966, 978-2966. Please get in touch with them and find out how you can help this wonderful organization. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.